T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
Mark Rohde, Anthony Herron wrapping up our portion of the Score broadcasting day, filling in for Lawrence Holmes the last couple of days. Lawrence out in Arizona watching some baseball. Thank yous to Fran Charles of MLB Network for coming on. Thank you to Herb Lawrence and Rick Camp for producing the show expertly like they do. And Anthony Herron, it has been a pleasure, my friend, the last
always
couple
is,
of days.
Man. As, get some time.
Yeah, and it is time now for the McNeil and Parkin Show today, featuring Dan McNeil, and in the power chair right now with his Blue Jays
look
hat
at him.
On backwards.
His shoulders look broader, chest looks more full.
It's Nick Schapkowski.
Right. You get that look a lot, though, Anthony. You're going to get it on Sunday morning, so don't you worry. It's nice to be in this chair. I look over to my left, see you two, see the brawny man, that's the wounded wing that's going on today.
Very flannel.
It's going to be a fun little 4 hours.
The brawny man, that's perfect. I like that. Yeah.
That's a shirt that you have to check out the video stream for today. That is stream worthy. Not everyone around the station wears a shirt that's stream worthy often. Dan McNeil's doing that today.
Yeah, I made a bad decision Sunday with this one. I went to Cabela's to buy some sugar-free fudge. Sugar-free products that are good are hard to find.
That's
Cabela's makes
say.
Great fudge, but the sugar-free was awful.
I love that fudge. It's just that sugar gets in the way.
Oh, man. Yeah, no kidding. It was the sugar-free fudge was like the night before you take your first colonoscopy, or any colonoscopy for that matter, when you spend the night on the toilet. It was awful. I don't
experience
know.
Experience with this?
You guys are too young. Grody, you're nearing that
I'm
age.
I'm getting close. Right? Not there yet. Insurance will not allow me yet. I'm still too young.
Right. Yeah. Why rush to anything that could point out a curable, very easily
I think he just told you why.
Cancer. Yeah.
No, seriously. Like I said, you know what? I think it's time for me. And they said, no. They said, your insurance won't pay for it
until
you're 50.
That's silly. That's an error in judgment on their part. But anyway, that's what it's like with the sugar-free fudge. And I just think, okay, what? I need to buy a really big shirt or two so I could wear my brace underneath the shirt. So I'm shopping for 3X's, and I saw this Under Armour product was on sale for $40. And just because it's an Under Armour product that is not hideously priced, I got to have some of that.
Oh, yeah.
And then I looked at it after I pulled it out of the dryer today, because I'm a wash it first guy. I never, especially something that's this bright. I want to at least wash it without soap by itself in a quick wash. And I said, what was I thinking Sunday when I bought this? Because like Shep said, it's really the brawny man. And I look like I should be the greeter at Bob Evans.
I didn't know Under Armour did materials like that. I just think of Under Armour as like the workout brand and get you tight fit or your dry fit or whatever else. Yeah, I didn't know they did more kind of, you know.
Yeah, they do. They take care of us for those of us who don't work out. They have products for us, too.
Good to know.
I knew that pullovers, knew they had that. I did not know they had the old button-up.
Oh, yeah. They're in button-ups now. They're in shoes. They're in everything
these
days.
If you wanted to buy some shea butter from my sister, she's got some great apparel for her company. Maybe we get you. This is a 3X right here that I'm filling out pretty well. Maybe get you some Nuwaba Fifi gear.
Okay.
It's a good 3X. Very
I'll
broad.
I'll take it. You know what?
Do you use shea butter very often?
I don't want to commit to too much 3X.
Okay. Right. It's not going to be a part of your life.
Going in the other direction
we
on that
talked
one.
About
no,
this,
it's
Mac.
Not.
Yes.
It's not. Yeah, Grody was on my ass, and I don't know if you heard earlier in the week, I graduated from pre-diabetic to diabetic.
Oh, Jesus.
So I got to make some changes. Okay. Yes, I already have made most of those changes. More
sugar
of them
free
are
fudge,
coming.
Sugar-free
fudge.
Hard-boiled eggs, I'm sure Grody recommended.
Yeah. Love the hard-boiled
Did
eggs.
Did they get you on the I'm Fat podcast yet? Because
no,
that feels
they don't
like,
have guests on that show.
Like, that feels like that should be an accomplishment. Like, you went out and you earned your diabetes. Like, you worked hard for that. Like, I think that is guest-worthy of the I'm Fat podcast.
Agreed.
I've graduated to this. Like, you didn't get handed anything with that. You worked your butt off to get there.
I would love to be a contributor to that one, but I don't think they have had a guest on the I'm Fat podcast since they launched the I'm Fat podcast.
I think it's selfish about that show.
Right. Yeah. It's like they're not willing to share a pizza.
No studio space for third body.
Jimmy Butler of the I'm Fat podcast. Like, all the work you've put in, they just won't commit to you. You've moved on to other things. You have success elsewhere.
Campy said earlier he was doing everyone a favor. Did he run and get you guys lunch? I'm like, Campy, you haven't run in a decade. What are you talking about?
Somebody did gather some coffee. I'm not a coffee snob enough yet, though, because I think since the last, last baseball season, we're frequently on every baseball season or whatever, and I really didn't start drinking coffee until kind of this last, like in the fall of 2019. So we got a text from Campy, like, who else needs coffee? And it's not that great. I don't have really much of a coffee palate yet, so as long as it's got a bunch of sugar in it, I'm cool. So the coffee he brought me was fine.
Okay. I'm not a coffee snob either. In fact, I don't like paying stupid amounts of money for coffee.
I do not understand the difference. You pour coffee from the free stuff upstairs. Exactly. You go and spend $4 for one downstairs.
Grody's happy to overpay regularly, even though we have a pot right down the hallway.
I'm a daily venti Starbucks guy, black coffee. So, yeah, it's got the right strength.
Put flavor in it? It's just black?
Yeah. I mean,
bitter black too, Anthony. It's really strong.
It does the right thing to my brain. I mean, I've tried everything else, and it's.
I know you have.
Yeah. But it does the right thing to my brain. There's no doubt. Sheppy, are you excited about the starting of baseball on television tomorrow? The Cubs and the Oakland A's and Alec Mills and the White Sox take on the Angels, Joe Maddon's team, where we'll actually get to watch. Baseball.
Spring training baseball is great. Like it's way up on the list of all time nap sports. To throw it on in the background, I don't think anything beats golf. If you want to take a nap, you throw golf on in the background on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon. I don't know if there's a better sound to put you to sleep than that. Spring training baseball that's of no consequence whatsoever is there. It's way up on that list too. So okay, all right, baseball's back, cool. See some of your favorite players, take some at bats, see whoever's pitching, throw an inning or two. That's great. And then by the third inning you're like, well, this really doesn't matter, and I'm gonna close the eyes for a little bit.
Surprising this will come from me, because I think the baseball season as it is already more than 62 games too long. But
I agree.
I like spring training for finding a guy. Being on the ground floor of Victor Caratini.
Finding your J.P. Holtz.
Yes, exactly.
You were on the ground floor for Victor Caratini.
Yes, I was. Yeah, the first few shows Parkins and I were doing, I was chirping about Victor Caratini having a spot on the roster, and he's not threatened Johnny Bench at any point in his big league career.
Not yet, still early.
But he's been okay, and Lucas Giolito a couple years ago with that masterful outing against the Cubs when they both were on for the first time on a Sunday afternoon, and then a cool interview with Giolito. We may get him on today, we're hoping to, but it's likely going to be James McCann. Mm. It's just James McCann. But yeah, actually, I enjoy it. It's good background stuff, like Shep says. It's good for background.
Yeah, I don't know anyone that goes out of their way. Like, I got to get home. The Cubs are on spring training.
Yeah, but that
game
first
today.
Game, the first game, just to see it in play.
Just to see it and to see Marquee for the first time. This is the dawning of a new era.
Right, get on Comcast. Like, we were just talking about that. Like, who is, like, if they're not on Comcast tomorrow, which I have, and so do 2 million people. Who exactly are we mad at? Are we mad at Marquee or are we mad at Comcast? I don't know who to get mad at. I mean, I'm going to get mad. I just don't know who to be mad at.
Yeah, both sides would tell you the other. I don't know enough about it. I guess I should know more about it, but I don't have that problem, so I haven't worried about working up any anger for anybody because I'm a DirecTV customer still. At some point, I'm dropping that. But
I think it's pretty easy. I'm mad at Rob Manfred. It's that simple.
Finally, about time you came around.
It all falls out.
You've been throwing his life raft for the last 2 days.
All about it. Rob Manfred, it is your fault the Marquee Network is not on Comcast.
So you really, like, are you of the belief, though? I know that you were saying that sarcastically, but of your Manfred thoughts, like, you don't think he could have done more earlier when teams have reported this to the commissioner's office for years instead of it getting to the stage it did, and he sat on his hands?
Other than sending out a memo, other than launching an internal investigation that's leading back to nothing because you don't have any firsthand accountability, no firsthand credibility to anything that's there because no one's admitting to it. At that point, every other team in baseball can point to the Astros and say they're cheating until there's legitimate proof. What do we expect the commissioner to do? The media can write all the reports they want. You can't do anything but investigate when the media – you can't base
sanctioning teams off media. Well, but you control the investigation. How much do you think he was operating the investigation to find something or to, all right, dispel this and get it out of here and keep it out of the headlines? We'll investigate it, and miraculously, our investigation found nothing. While in the World Series video of the Houston Astros in 2017, the damn – television that they're playing it on in the clubhouse is right there for you
He's
to
out
see.
Out of breath already.
Yeah, I think
whatever the World Series video showed, that's enough to send out a memo. And as the commissioner, you send out memos. You say, stop doing it if you're doing it. Saying there's all these reports out there doing something. But until there's actually hard evidence, I don't know what we're expecting the commissioner of any of these sports leagues to do until they're allowed to do it, man. He had to negotiate something.
Had the chance to get out in front of it and try to put your foot down on it. Instead, he just tried to sweep it under a rug, and that's why it turned into what it turned into.
But he waited until he had proof, was what he was waiting for. Until he granted the immunity.
Right, but when you have that many players and those going to you, that there's a part of, all right, there where there's smoke, there's fire somewhere here. He didn't look nearly as far as he could have.
Roger Goodell was obviously public enemy number one amongst commissioners for so many years until Rob Manfred has now taken that title.
Yes, and run away with it, too, by the way.
And as the Patriots have had gate after gate, scandal after scandal, there's been hard evidence with that. And the rest of the league, the other owners around the league, said, Roger, sick 'em. We're tired of these guys doing this or that. We conflate a commissioner with a czar, a commissioner with this myopic guy who can just rule over everything. That's just not how the gig works, man. You answer to owners. You answer to players. You have a collectively bargained agreement with the unions that are involved in these sports. So we can blame Roger Goodell for a bunch of stuff. It's his job to be the punching bag. It's Rob Manfred's job to be the punching bag. But he's not allowed to just wave a wand and rule on these things because the job does not entail him in his own sort of prowess in saying that this is what's going to happen because there's rules against it. It's not, what's his name, Mountain Landis, people tweet me about.
Kennesaw Mountain Landis
from the first commissioner with the Black Sox scandal.
Right.
The gig is very different now. It's aged over the last 100 years. The commissioner doesn't have that much power anymore.
He's got enough power that he could have run an investigation if he wanted to.
This sounds like a harbinger of Sunday morning. You guys are going to be
3 hours of this.
Whoa. Granted immunity and got to the truth once immunity was granted.
Right.
Before that,
granted immunity, made sure no punishments were handed out. Yeah, real hard ass.
You say 3 hours of this, Shep. I am willing to bet a dollar for a donut that it's going to be at least 2 of the 3 hours will be football. At least.
Well,
I plan on listening, so I'm hoping that's the case.
We got one listener for Sunday morning.
You guys
locked
today
in,
too. I love that. I love the football bent. It's almost like every time I've punched you two goofs in the last 2 days, I'm hearing names that I didn't think I would hear
you
in late February.
You two will be doing a show. Mac and I will be texting back and forth about Call of the Wild. Or at least I'll be waiting for Mac's reaction to Call of the Wild, which you're seeing with your son tonight?
Tomorrow night. Listen to this. This is a Mark Grody weekend.
Oh,
you should come down
to
Hooterville and spend it with me tonight.
I'm glad you're in. Enjoying this.
The Call of the Wild, I'm glad you're enjoying this, is tomorrow. But tonight, my youngest son, who's 25 and is a drummer, shares my passion for Rush. Grody, you're a big Rush fan.
Rush.
We commiserated over the passing of Neil Peart, the drummer, last month. We're going to see a Rush tribute band tonight. And then tomorrow, I'm picking up Patrick at around noon for the first run of Call of the Wild.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah.
That sounds scrumptious.
Yeah, isn't that a Grody-esque weekend?
Oh, my God. I'm going to need a playlist and a review from you by the end of this weekend, man.
I bet I've seen the trailers for it in the theater at least 8 times, possibly as many as 12, because I go to the movies all the time, especially near Oscar season.
Yeah.
And from the first time I saw it, and I leaped out of my chair with glee, thinking about how you would take in this Harrison Ford.
I hope you're enjoying this.
Yeah. Dean Richards gave it a D on Channel 9 today.
Season D's getting the grease.
And then I met Buck.
Time to stop making movies and figure out how to fly a small aircraft.
Yeah, no doubt about it. What else you guys got cooking today on the show?
Well, we got Bobby Hall's going to join us today on the 50th anniversary of his 500th career goal.
Dan-o.
Mac was, I think, in what? You were in 7th grade at that point? How old were you then?
So 1970 puts me in 5th grade,
okay.
I think. Yeah. I think 4th or 5th grade, yeah. I unfortunately did not see him play in person ever, but have developed a pretty strong relationship with him over the years. I talked to him last night. He's very, very lucid at 81 and still remembers every little detail of his playing career.
That's awesome.
Like it happened 2 years ago.
That's impressive.
Mean, yeah, I mean, I told him about the anniversary. He was unaware it was today. And he said, I got Eddie Jacquemin. It was my second in the game. And he goes through it. Nestorenko coughed up the puck in the corner, and I'm standing in the crease. Remembers it like it happened yesterday. So, yeah, I look forward to that and look forward to a lot of baseball with this guy. He seems to be fired up. He's wearing his Blue Jays cap today.
Right. Whenever he turns the cap backwards, that's when you know Shep means business. Full right. Over-the-top moment.
You get 4 hours of business.
He's 0-9 Shep today.
In the afternoon show. That's right.
He's 0-9. Shep today.
That's right.
He's
gonna find somebody to fight before the end of this thing at 6 o'clock today.
Wow.
I mean, he's got one arm. You might as well fight Mac. Fight Mac right now.
Fight the one arm guy.
Get that little gimmick out there.
Need the gimmick. See, Dr. Kimball grabbed at the arm and he got nothing. He got the gimmick and didn't get the takedown because Sykes' arm fell off,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Exactly.
I assume that's why he needed to do
as
the adjustment.
As bad as Harrison Ford's movie sounds and looks from the previews I've seen, doesn't that life sound awesome for like a year, though? His idea? Go out with your dog, go into the Great White North, and just explore?
I need Twitter.
Sounds enjoyable.
I need
Oh,
Twitter.
Man.
I can live without Twitter.
Maybe not quite a year.
Dogs and wilderness is not my thing.
Oh, it sounds great at times.
I need Twitter.
Yeah, I need Twitter.
Oh, boy.
I gotta
get all the hard-boiled eggs you want out there.
Right,
bring a
true.
Chicken with you and the dog.
Yeah, I got to be plugged in.
Okay.
I want you, Grody, to think about this. And, Anthony, you're welcome to as well. I don't know
That's
if you
right.
got my number, but shoot me a text later today. You know, with talking about spring training baseball on the box tomorrow, I have the tradition before both baseball season and football season to watch a movie about those sports, or at least a movie about those sports. I want you to think about one of your favorite baseball movies and recast one of the main characters to make it even better. And shoot me a text later today.
It's, okay.
Now, if the topic doesn't interest you, tell me to step off.
No, I will.
You got better things to do with your time, like go on Twitter. But well, we're going to get some audience response from it today, and I've thought of a few.
All right.
But, I mean, some guys are perfectly cast as is.
Yeah, like the Bingo Long Traveling All-Stars and Motor Kings. How do you get better than Billy Dee Williams? I mean, that's one of my favorite baseball movies. Can you do any better than Billy Dee in the lead role there as Bingo Long?
As he said in his Colt 45 commercials, it always works.
Yeah.
Loved Billy Dee. Yeah, I want to recast Rene Russo in Major League.
Oh, she bothered you?
Yeah, really? I wasn't. Really? I'm not a fan like the rest of the world. For that era, I think, what was that movie?
Late 89,
I think it was. I think you're right. It was right, like it was Bull Durham 1 year and Major League the next, or vice versa. I'd go with Meg Ryan probably. In that role, I would have liked somebody with a little bit softer,
more cuddly.
Yes, yeah.
But that wasn't the role. The
no, it wasn't. And
kind of changes
you know,
the film.
I wasn't rooting for Jake Taylor to get back with her. I just wanted him to move on.
We're not, not just recasting. We're not just recasting. We're re-scripting.
Well, yes. It's like you with your Helen Hunt thing from Castaway.
It's not a Helen Hunt thing. It's a fact.
You don't like Helen Hunt?
She's a cheating bad person in that movie.
How long Jezebel. Is he supposed to wait on the castaway
what
to
return
home?
What do you mean, wait? She's getting drilled by the dentist long beforehand, and he doesn't have a tool in his hand.
And I don't mean drilled,
I thought
if you
we
know
were saving
what I mean.
This segment for later. Weren't you going to do the segment during your show, or you want to do the whole thing during transition
well,
now?
Well, you got an engaged audience right now.
Very much so, man.
But Helen Hunt is cheating on
we
Tom Hanks.
We can add this to our list of arguments Sunday. If you don't like Helen
watch
Hunt,
the
we
movie,
got problems.
Watch the movie again. Watch Castaway again. Don't know how long it's been. She is sleeping.
Now I regret bringing it up.
She's sleeping with her dentist long before he gets on that
the
FedEx flight that crashes
that rivals
over
Helen
the ocean.
The only Hunt Helen Hunt in my mind is Holly Hunt. You get either of those Hunts on camera.
Holly Hunter?
Hunter.
Holly
yes,
Hunter,
yes.
Yes.
Double H, both of them.
Holly Hunt. Yes. It's a Hunt draft. Careful with that,
fellas. Who was the Hunt in Porky's? What was that one?
Ron Hunt.
No. In Porky's?
I don't know.
Come on.
Who was the Hunt?
No, there was a Hunt. Come on. You guys know
Bonnie
the Hunt.
Was it Bonnie Hunt?
Who was the Hunt in Porky's?
Always looking for that Hunt, right?
Yeah.
That was a Bonnie Hunt. Not in Porky's, but yes, Bonnie Hunt. Quality actress as well.
Starts with M.
Have a good weekend, fellas. You guys tickled me today. I hope we can do that for you just for a little while.
I know you guys will. I'll be listening. Bears.
Bears.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.